From KQED Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Martin with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. The predictions for climate change all warn that San Francisco Bay waters will rise. If they rise high enough, a lot of expensive bayfront property could be inundated. How do we plan for that? That's the subject of an innovative design contest that launches today, as David Gorn reports.
The workrooms at the California College of the Arts in San Francisco are humming. Art projects are everywhere, and sawdust fills the air as students crank up the table saws. It seems an unlikely place to launch a project to save San Francisco Bay or to hear talk on environmental planning.
The problem is, in its most fundamental form, is sea level rise.
That's David Meckel, Director of Planning and Research at the college. He's helping to run an unusual contest, a design competition that offers a $10,000 prize to anyone who can come up with the best solution to a potentially huge problem. It starts, Meckel says, with a simple question. How would life in the Bay Area look if the bay rose 16 inches higher?
All it takes is a little bit of sea level rise to change everybody's lives pretty dramatically.
A little sea level rise can go a very long way. That's according to Steve Monasmith, a Stanford University professor specializing in fluid dynamics. He's looking out over the fluid that is San Francisco Bay, out by Palo Alto Baylands, and he waves his arm at the hundreds of acres of wetlands all around, and they're flat as a table.
So it means that all of this stuff we're looking at that's now just above the water would be underwater.
And all of those pricey developments along the edge of the bay, from hotels to office buildings to condominiums, those wouldn't be at the edge of the bay anymore, he says. The bay would move inland, and it wouldn't take more than a couple feet of water rise to swamp important parts of Silicon Valley, Highway 101, San Francisco International Airport, and other landmarks along the bay.
Can you imagine sandbagging all of South San Francisco Bay? What are you going to do about, you know, half a meter or a meter over the next 100 years?
As to how much sea level will rise, that's an educated guess. Brad McCrae of the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, a state agency that's sponsoring the design competition, says that the newest estimate is almost 5 feet of sea level rise by the end of this century, with about 16 inches of that by 2050. Or another way of thinking about it, he says.
So we're looking at a foot and a half of sea level rise by the time my kindergartner is in her 40s.
One solution to dealing with that high level of rising tides has been to build seawalls. New Orleans did that. So did Venice and Amsterdam. But if we build dikes or dump riprap all around the rim of the bay, McCrae says, you could end up with an estuary that looks more like a giant bathtub with hard edges. That would mean higher waves because the wetland vegetation that calms the water would be gone. And during rainstorms, the possibility of flood damage would be much higher. Plus all those seawalls, McCrae says, that would be pretty ugly.
Is this going to be a swimming pool or a reflecting pond or something that's nothing more than open water with no fringe? Hopefully part of the solutions, the ideas that come out of this design competition, are going to be ones that take a look at what that edge condition is.
Mark Anderson has looked at those edges. He's a partner in the Anderson & Anderson architectural firm in San Francisco. He entered a similar contest last year for New Orleans, and he came up with a pretty cool idea then, something called an alluvial sponge comb. It looks like giant fingers of thick material stretching along the ground toward the water that people can sit on when it's a dry day. And inside it is a super absorbent material that puffs up and out when water's high.
Then when the water does rise, the fingers swell and close next to each other, and it makes a solid levee wall that keeps the water out.
Back at the California College of the Arts, David Meckel says previous design entries included futuristic buildings that rise with the tide. Organizers also hope someone will come up with a new way to deal with an enormous problem, how to move existing buildings away from the encroaching bay. Meckel says that ideas hatched here could have a worldwide impact.
The idea for the competition is to look at a localized condition and solve problems for it. it starts to gain some weight when you look at the entire globe and realize that over half the world's population lives in coastal conditions.
That kind of scope, he says, takes this contest out of the realm of a design exercise. It's vital, he says, to plan for a different life and look to San Francisco Bay. The design contest will be officially announced today. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To see a map of how high bay waters may rise and learn about the design contest, go to kqed.org/quest. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.